Come in. He's not home right now. Out with his girlfriend. But I needed help with something, and it just couldn't wait, so I figured, why not his best friend? I mean, you're here almost all the time, practically. I should start charging you rent. I'm just kidding. I know you don't have the funds for that. But I do have a confession to make. I didn't call you over here so you could help me with something. I called you over here because I know that you stole my panties from my room last time you were here. Oh, honey, I would know if my lingerie went missing. And it did. And you are the only person other than my son who is here all the time. Other than maybe his girlfriend, but I doubt his girlfriend would be rooting through her future mother-in-law's panty drawer. Surely she has her own lingerie. Now I know I've been nice to you. I know that I've let you come hang out and eat all my food that I paid for. I know that your parents may have paid for your tuition, but otherwise you're on your own. I still think they spoiled you a little too much. But it's fine. I just think it might be a problem if my son found out his best friend was being such a disgusting pervert with his mother. Don't you? That's what I thought. Here's the thing. My son doesn't need to know about this if you make it right and apologize. I'll even let you keep the panties. Who knows what perverted things you've already done with them. So really, I don't care about them. I mean, it's a shame. It was a very cute pair of panties. That's probably why you took it, right? So, I'm waiting. You know what? I think I'd prefer to see you grovel, seeing as I'm never gonna get those panties back and they were quite expensive. Get on your knees, bow your head, and apologize like you mean it this time. I don't think it's humiliating enough to be caught in the act, so why don't you try it again, and this time call me Mommy. What's with the objection? You stole a mommy's panties. And seeing as your mommy raised an entitled, ungrateful college brat, doesn't know how to act like a fucking adult, then I figure it's fair. Apology accepted. No, you cannot go now. I don't think forcing you to apologize and call me Mommy is going to be enough to prevent you from doing this in the future. Get up. Come with me. Bend over the bed. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want your best friend to figure out you're perving after his mother? Bend over the bed. Your parents obviously didn't teach you respect. probably because they were too scared to spank their precious little boy, who's now turned into an adult that's still an entitled brat. Pull your pants down. Oh, honey. No one's too old to get spanked by their mommy. Let me tell you, kid. You are really making it up to me now. None of my recent boyfriends, well, I wouldn't even call them boyfriends. Many don't make it past the first couple dates. Almost none of them want to be spanked. Did you fucking moan? What is wrong with you, you little pervert? Disgusting. You know what? If you're getting pleasure out of this, then I think I might get some pleasure as well. I think that's fair. Don't you? Yes. What? Good boy. Take the rest of your clothes off. Lay on the bed. Oh, honey. I already know you have a heart on. Don't be a pussy. No. Let me take these panties off. Here. I use them to cover your heart on. And then take your hand and hold your dick, wrapping my panties around it. Go ahead and stroke yourself. Well, if you were bold enough to steal from me, steal my panties and do this in your dorm room, then you can be bold enough to do it in front of your new mommy, right? They were my panties you stole after all. Or do you not want to do it when I've given them to you willingly? Much better. Disgusting little pervert. How many times have you jerked off into my panties? They've only been missing for a couple days. I know, because it completely ruined what I was going to wear on my last date. Of course you would. Oh, you college boys just can't hold back. You have no self-restraint and no self-respect. All that you care about is getting your dick wet. Isn't that right? You know, I'm surprised you didn't root through my dirty laundry. I wouldn't put that past a pervert like you. Seeing as you obviously only care about your own pleasure, and you still need to make it up to me. Oh, the spanking was to teach you a lesson. The apologizing was the bare minimum. You have to actually make it up to me. Now, while you stroke, if it doesn't distract you from your main job, you're gonna eat me out until I'm satisfied. Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll let you up for air when I think you've earned it. Oh, what? Sorry, honey. I can't hear you through my pussy. Start licking. If your tongue feels this good, then I don't understand why you're having trouble finding a girlfriend. Probably because no one wants to date a disgusting little pervert like you. Watch it, kid. I can tell that you're stroking faster and you're not focusing on my pleasure. I will rip your hand off your dick if I have to. That's better. By the time I'm done with you, you're gonna know how to actually treat a woman. Spoiler alert, it doesn't involve stealing her panties. You know, you kind of look like you're enjoying this. Really, you should be ashamed of yourself, freak. That's a good boy. Oh, fuck, don't stop. Just keep doing that. Oh, it feels so fucking good. It's been a while since I found a man that can make me come. You're not too bad when you have a little instruction. What's the holdup? Just because I came doesn't mean you can stop. You can stop when I get off of you. Keep going. That's it. I'm so much more sensitive after the first orgasm. If I wanted just one orgasm, I could have used my vibrator or any one of my dildos and toys. No, I need something that I can't get anywhere else. I need you to satisfy me. You better not be getting close right now. If you can only last a couple minutes stroking into my panties, then you're probably a two-pump chump when you get inside a real pussy, huh? You can come when I tell you you can come. Don't worry, I won't forget about you. I don't think I'd be able to forget the little college brat that stole my lingerie. Especially not when he's doing such a good job. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, that's it. Suck my clit just like that. Oh my gosh. Don't you dare fucking stop. Hey! I told you not to stop. Go back to sucking my clit. If I wanted you to lick it, I would have told you. Fuck. That's better. Stupid little brat doesn't know how to follow rules. Always thinking you know best, huh? So typical of boys your age. Oh, sorry. Men your age. I don't want to infantilize you after all. You're a full-grown adult. You can make your own decisions and you can handle the consequences for them. Isn't that right, baby? Oh, fuck, I'm coming again. Okay, you can stop now. See? The second time you learned and you didn't stop when you thought I would be done. I haven't had that much fun coming in a while. Maybe we'll have to do this again sometime. I mean, if you went to all the trouble to steal my panties, then surely you're into me enough to fuck me a couple more times. At least until I find a man that's good enough to date, right? All right. You can go ahead and come now. Maybe next time, kid. Right now, I want you to show me what you do with my panties once you're done using them. Come on, baby boy. Why don't you give me a finale? That's it. You're gonna come for me. You're gonna come for your best friend's mommy. Because you were such a naughty boy, but you made it up to me, all right. Go ahead and come, you little pervert. There it is. Cute. It's making a little wet spot on my panties. Oh, hiding your face like that as my knee's all tight. I should really do yoga more. Okay, little pervert. I'll be taking those back now. You already have one pair of my panties. Do you really need another? Typical men. Here. You can have them back. Open your mouth. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do, baby boy. You either want them back, and you let me shove these panties in your mouth, or I keep them. Either way, I win. Good boy. Stuff those in there. How does it taste? Yeah. Think about that if you ever ask me to give you a blowjob. Now put your clothes on and get the fuck out of my house. I'm sure my son and his girlfriend will be doing what college students do when they're alone in a room together. They'll be back any minute now, so if I were you, I'd skedaddle. Unless, of course, you want to explain to him what you were doing here with just his mom home. That's what I thought. You know, I have a date this Tuesday, and if it doesn't go well, which honestly, I have very little hope that it will, considering all the men my age have no idea what they're doing. You'd think experience would make them better in bed, but apparently not. So if they live up to my very low expectations, then you might have to come here and help me around the house again. Would you be open to helping your best friend's poor single mother? If I didn't know any better, I'd think you're such a sweet young man. No, seriously, get out of my house.